North Carolina is partially reopened, but cases have nearly doubled in many counties. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. I do not agree with the decision to partially reopen North Carolina, and it started at 5 p.m. on May the 8th. It appears that North Carolina is going to reopen in phase two, which provides even more reopenings, on May the 22nd at 5 p.m. This is a mistake. And as far as the statistics of what's going on and the number of cases, let me give you a little bit of information from the counties, the two counties closest to where I live, one of which is a county I live in, the other one is a county I work in. The Forsyth County, which is where Winston-Salem is located, it's where I work, in that particular county, since May the 8th and everything was reopened, the cases per day have nearly doubled. Hospitals are up 15%, deaths are up, and it is, I think, clearly linked to the reopening because people, I think, wrongly so, perceive open as open, even if it's partially open. They don't understand the nuance of that. People are not wearing masks. I know I've said that before, but I see that all the time. I see more people not wearing masks than those people that are masks. I try not to go out very much. I go out if I have to, you know, go get food, but I don't even go to the grocery store anymore. But when I see people, when I'm driving around, that are out and about, that are walking around or that are around other people, they appear to be wearing masks from what I can tell. And that is a major problem. There was an article that was written in Vanity Fair a couple weeks ago, and it cited this study that was done in Japan, or by some Japanese scientists. And the study, which was pretty well done from a scientific standpoint, was very sound. From its use of the scientific method, it said that if 80% of the population would wear masks, we would see a precipitous drop in the number of COVID-19 cases. People just aren't going to do that. They have this misconception that somehow their freedom is being infringed upon, which is just preposterous because you're trying to keep other people safe. The healthier and safer people are, the more free people can be. Asking you to wear a mask is not infringing upon your freedom at all. You do not live in a state of absolute freedom. You can't do whatever you want and expose people to unnecessary risk. The law just doesn't allow you to do that. Our Constitution doesn't allow you to do that. It wasn't contemplated to do that. In a state of absolute freedom, no one has any freedom at all because it's utter lawlessness. If people were capable of governing themselves, they would. There would be some sort of natural law that would take place and regulate all human behavior. Well, that's just not the case. People just aren't capable of governing themselves. That's why they need laws. That's why you have rules about wearing a safety belt, a seat belt. That's why you have rules about speed limits and other various rules. They're not infringing upon your freedom. You can't drive 150 miles an hour down the road. That's just not permitted. And this whole notion that you're going to couch everything in terms of freedom and cloak it in this imagined freedom that you have, and it's not freedom to hurt other people at all. You're not allowed to do that. The law just doesn't allow you to do that. The latest and the most preposterous thing that has occurred is a federal judge ruled that churches can meet. So you can have these vast gatherings of church people and they'll go out and spread the coronavirus. I'm sorry, but Jesus and God are not going to heal you. The bubonic plague was spread greatly by people meeting in cathedrals. Early on, the various different strains of it and the years that it occurred, there were several different plagues, but God didn't save people. God didn't save people from the Holocaust or allow all the other atrocities that took place. It's pretty arrogant to think that God is going to protect you from a virus. A virus doesn't think, it doesn't know about God, it just exists, and it just goes to a host. So it's just crazy to think that somehow you're going to be protected. And the whole purpose, honestly, of these lawsuits, and the one that allowed the churches to be reopened, was to get money for the churches so that they would get offerings. It wasn't so people were able to have their religious services. That's the cynic in me that says that. But it's also an effort by big business interests to chip away at Roy Cooper's executive order regarding the stay-at-home order, that, you know, shutting everything down. This will probably be less necessary, though, after May 22nd, when everything's likely to reopen. At least not fully, but it's certainly going to be a slackening of the requirements, which is, I think, going to cause things to spike even further. But one of the things I think that was really disturbing to me is we typically had, before everything, before they slackened everything back on May 8th, we were getting, you know, between 300 and 500 cases a day, usually around 500 in North Carolina. Well, when they stopped doing that, you know, you were getting 600, 700, 800 cases a day. One day there were almost 900 cases. Deaths have gone up. Hospitalizations have gone up. You expect a little bit of an uptick, but not to that extent. And as I mentioned before, in Forsyth County and Winston-Salem, they've doubled per day. That seems to be much too high to me. One of the things I think that's disturbing about Guilford County and Greensboro, where I live, is the numbers have gone up pretty dramatically in terms of deaths. I think there's an 11% death rate. That's way too high, honestly, for this area. And they see the same increase in terms of a number of cases per day. It's about doubled. And it is not going well. They have far more cases in Guilford County than they do in Forsyth County. I should note, in Forsyth County the other day, the New York Times listed it as the number three city in the whole country for a potential hotspot. And it stated that I think every 8.1 days they were expecting the numbers to double in that county. And the number two city, interestingly, was North Wilkesboro, which is near Winston-Salem, which, if you recall, in the Tyson Chicken Plant, they had a coronavirus outbreak because the workers were forced to be there in unsafe conditions in terms of community spread within that particular factory. And the factory ended up being shut down because it was so dangerous. One of the workers died from it. So I don't see this getting any better if people are not quarantined and if they don't stay at home. Opening everything up right now is the wrong decision. It's too soon. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.